Well, on Civil Revolt, I gotta tell you, being in front of all these rock stars at Los Rages is just... it's a tearjerker for me. I gotta tell you. I mean, no words can describe it. I'm sitting in front of me is one of the top front men in the Las Vegas rock scene today. I mean, they're about to hit Las Rages today. It's a hometown show for them, and they're starting the stage with Saxon, Judas Priest, and Five Finger Death Punch. And we're going to be talking with him and find out what makes his band just that good. So please help me welcome, from Adelitas Way, Rick DeJesus. How you doing, Rick?
Doing great. Doing great. Ready for Las Rages. Ready to crush this. I feel amazing.
Yeah, you should feel amazing. I mean, you've seen the people out there right now, right?
Of course.
Were you here yesterday?
Yeah, I wasn't here yesterday. No, we rolled into town off tour. So we played New Mexico and came in and playing Las Rages, ending the tour here.
That makes sense. A lot of bands are actually coming off their tours to be here today.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. It was fun last night.
Oh, yeah,
it was
sure.
Really good.
No doubt.
Yeah. So I got to ask you, Adelitas Way, what is the story behind the name?
It's a crazy story about when I was young. I got pretty much arrested in Tijuana, Mexico. And then afterwards went to this place called Adelitas. When I was there, it was a whorehouse. I didn't know it was a whorehouse. I met a girl who was my age. She was a prostitute. She told me about her life. I felt bad for her. I felt like I left Mexico with the mindset that we're very blessed. We're very lucky. No matter how down we get, no matter how hard we think life is, we're very blessed.
Absolutely. Being a guy who is a man of faith, I feel like we're all blessed.
Of course.
And should take the negative and always find a positive.
Got to find a positive.
Yeah. So tell me, like, how you and Trey, your drummer, how you guys got together with Andrew and just create this whole thing.
You know, the band started, I was a songwriter playing the Las Vegas scene. I started by myself, and then I met Trev through a mutual friend, and we just hit it off so well, man. You know, pretty much, Trevor's one of my best friends in life, and, you know, that relationship started then. And outside of him being arguably one of the best drummers in the game, I think he's super underrated as far as drumming skills. I think because we're known as a songs band. We have a lot of songs in our 5-album catalog that our fans love. That's what built this band. The band is built off a solid live show and off the songs. So Andrew was in a band called Taking Dawn that was really good friends with us. They toured with us when we toured with Theory of a Dead Man and Hailstorm. They toured the world with Kiss. And, you know, when they slowed down a little bit, I got the opportunity to bring Andrew over and for the past 4 years, almost going on 5 years, Andrew's been, you know, with Trevor, the best band members I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. And I notice it's you three, and I just want to know, who plays guitar for you right now? Who's touring with you?
I'm the primary songwriter for Adelitas Way for all 5 records, so at this point we just bring our friends in to fill in and to play with us. And right now we have Tavis Stanley out from Art of Dying, great friend of ours, one of my favorite people we toured with. And it feels really nice. It feels really good playing with Tavis, and I'm really enjoying myself.
Well, that's pretty cool. It's really nice that you want to bring in your friends to have... you kind of make it like a party almost.
Of course, exactly.
All right, so let's talk about your new record that you guys just put out last year, Notorious.
Yep.
What would you say is different on this record compared to, say, the previous one, The Getaway?
On Getaway, we still wanted to jam a little bit. We wanted to try to blend a couple hits in there. We had it with Bad Reputation, Low. There was a couple songs. I Get Around was another one. You know, on Notorious record, our approach going in was, let's make the freshest album with the best songs possible. It was just all really song-minded. I wanted to go in there and do a great job of writing the songs. I always want to do that, but sometimes I want to jam. Sometimes I want to get in the room with the guys and jam it out a little bit. We did that more on Getaway. On Notorious, on that record, I feel like it was almost, for me, an album that I just conceived in my mind. I obsessed over it. I thought about it a lot, and I created it.
That's awesome. And you got some really interesting titles on here. Ready for War, Pray for Peace, the first single, Trapped, Tell Me, You're Not the Holy One. What goes through your mind when you're writing these songs?
A lot of emotions. Ready for War, Pray for Peace was you know, a tribute to our military, our police officers, our first responders, because, you know, I was sitting at home and I saw Beyonce make an anti-police video, and it really bummed me out because the cops put everything on the line for us. They keep us safe. And I wanted to just make a song that motivated them and motivated anybody out there that knows what it's like to put everything on the line for the people they care about.
Yeah, I know it's I don't remember the song that she did, but I know it was off of the album she did, Lemonade, and it was a special on HBO. And I don't know why she had to do that. And you're right, there are some bad cops out there, but you got to remember, there are more good cops.
Agreed.
We just don't see, we don't hear about them anymore. They want to focus more on the bad ones because they make the news.
Exactly.
So, and of course, you know, she did that whole Black Panther thing at the Super Bowl, which I thought was totally disrespectful.
Hated it. Hated it.
Then that, and that's the thing that I would like to see at the Super Bowl. A group of rock artists, such as yourself, go out and do the Super Bowl. I mean, you can get like three or four guys, do a couple songs, coming together and jam out to a classic like Kiss or...
I think at this point, we know that rock's being alienated from the mass press, from the media. If it, you know, you got bands like Breaking Benjamin, Five Finger Death Punch selling a million records, half a million records with very little publicity. Could you imagine what it would be like if they gave the publicity to the rock bands, if rock would be on top again? I love that rock's underground, though, because for an underground scene, people are sleeping on how strong this scene is. Look today. Today's going to be, what, 10, 20,000 people out here to rock, watch the, a bunch of bands that are considered underground. You know, so how underground are we? We're just literally ignored and blackballed by the media. If you take off that blackball, you cut down those barriers, you got some of the biggest artists in the world coming from our genre again. So we just got to all keep making great music and keep powering through it.
Absolutely, I agree. On today with Lost Rages, who are you most excited to see?
I'm most excited to play, honestly. I came here to play. I came here to put on, set the
tone.
Well,
obviously.
I came here to set the tone and you know, really, really, there's a lot of great bands. It's been cool to see, I want to see the guys in Dead. You know, they're a hard-working band. I want to go watch those guys.
I've seen them three times. Yeah, they're always fun.
It's always good to see the guys in Five Finger Death Punch. You know, we I don't want to say we came up with them. They were little before us, but we've been in the scene with them for over a decade. You know, they know us. They've seen us. We played many shows with them. It's just going to be a great day of music.
Absolutely. And may I recommend a band you should check out before you hit the stage? Joyous Wolf.
Oh, they're on tour with us. We brought them out.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, with are you guys with Blacktop Mojo, or is that another tour coming?
No, that's a different tour. Yeah, they just wrapped up the Notorious tour with us.
Oh, okay. So, what's your feelings on Joyous Wolf?
Those guys. They're young. They're hardworking. They got something. So, I'm supportive of them. I had a great time touring with them, and I wish them the best. I wish them nothing but great things.
And isn't Nick a wild man on stage?
He is a wild man on stage, and I like that. His presence is good, and he's got to go out there and just now create a catalog of work that people can't deny. That's it.
I'm sure he will. And you've been around the scene for 10 years in this group. In your 10 years of traveling, what would you say was the craziest show you have ever done?
Carolina Rebellion, back when we did it with Korn and Hailstorm. I don't remember what year it was, but it was insane. It was the craziest day of rock and roll I've ever been around in my life.
How so? How was it crazy?
Look, that goes on the record to say what happens at the craziest rock show in the world stays at the craziest rock show in the world.
Okay, all right. I'll take that in consideration. Absolutely. So you're playing here today. So what is on your agenda for the next year?
We're going to continue to dominate. We're going to continue to set the tone for the future of music. You know, we're out here looking to do things a different way. We're looking to restructure the way business is done and the way bands are perceived and the way bands are paid out. You know, I think after we get 100 million streams and everyone sees how much artist rights and master ownership has. You know, I guess what the answer to that question is we're going to keep dominating and setting the tone and making everyone look over what we're doing and say, damn, look what these guys are doing.
Well, I definitely look forward to that. Now, let me ask you, when you're not on the road and you're not playing music, and I'm sure you love to do that all the time, but when you're not, what do you like to do in your spare time other than music?
Hang out with my kids, my family. I'm a dad.
Yeah, how many kids you got?
Two girls.
That's pretty cool. I hope to have a daughter myself one day when I get married.
Yeah, you'll be blessed, my friend. It's
yep.
Amazing.
But then I have to remember, I have a sister, so I'm like, okay, I know how troubling girls can be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, how old are they, if you don't mind me asking?
5 and 3.
5 and 3.
Yep.
Wow. And if you don't mind me asking, what are the names?
Presley and Penelope.
Presley and
Penelope. I'm hoping they come up here tonight. I'm trying to get them to come right now.
Well, you know what? It would be really cool for them to... do they like watching you perform?
Love it. They love it. They're obsessed.
Are they, like, into hard rock like you are?
They just are into music. They love songs. They know Daddy writes good songs.
Well... I would hope so. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, a couple more questions. You and Adelita's Way have been really chugging along these past 10 years, working hard, perfecting your craft. And there are plenty of bands out there like Joyous Wolf who are trying to do what you do. And, you know, sometimes you hit a roadblock or two. In your 10-year experience, what advice can you give young artists out there, either in rock, pop, whatever? What advice can you give them to survive this road?
Work hard, write great songs, make sure every deal you sign has a 2 or 3 year cap on it, and make sure at some point you own your rights to some of your best songs.
And that's always important, in my opinion.
Of course.
Because Paul McCartney lost his rights to Michael Jackson, which was the dumbest thing ever.
And no one learned their lesson.
No, nobody learned their lesson, unfortunately. Well, I'm sure somebody learned their lesson down the line.
Yeah, not them.
No, he's like, I own your music. All right, my final question for you, and this is a big one. You ready for this one, Rick?
I'm ready.
Who do you prefer, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
I like them both. I mean, it's tough. I have my songs. To me, I don't think either one is the greatest band ever. I think there are bands that are competitive with them. But, you know, when you're talking about Come Together, you know, there's just a couple Beatles songs that I really feel, dude. Gently Weeps, one of the best songs written in my life, and that's a George Harrison song. So, and then you got Give Me Shelter by the Stones. I mean, can't always get what you want. I mean, I'm a songs guy, so I they're equal to me.
Yeah, my favorite Stones song would have to be that song that was featured in the Casino trailer. It's like, it's just a shot away.
Yeah,
I love that whole beat. It's very groovy, and you just get lost in it.
Yeah.
And I always prefer the Stones. I love the Beatles, but I prefer the Stones because I really love their songwriting, the way they were able to take all different kinds of music and able to incorporate it into their rock.
Agreed.
Band. And plus, my grandfather, who's a pastor, actually opened for them in the 60s.
It's a pretty wicked story right there.
Yeah, and there is actually a story behind that next time we meet, I will lay into more detail for you. It's a really good one.
I like it. I look forward to that.
No problem. Well, Rick, thank you very much. This was Rick DeJesus of Adelita's Way. Be sure to go get their new album that came out last year, Notorious. I'm sure you'll like it. I'm going to go check it out myself. And be sure to keep an eye out for them when they come to a city near you. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you don't, I'm going to come and hunt you down like a dog.
I like it.
All right, Rick, go enjoy Las Ridges.
I got to run around a little bit. Pleasure, my